Hey everybody, it's Gabe for the Rock Station 99X, and I'm hanging out with Neil, the lead singer of Royal Bliss, and he's been telling me about some of the misfortune he's had to endure this past tour. Neil, would you like to fill them in?
Oh my gosh, man. Yeah, left Salt Lake a couple Wednesdays ago in negative 20 degree weather. Cruised across Wyoming on completely ice-covered freeways. Got to Illinois and pulled over by canine cops. Just made us all get out of the motorhome and whatever we were wearing and stand on the side of the freeway in negative 10 degree weather, just, you know, freezing to death while we're watching this cop dog go through all our crap. And luckily, the only bag he picked out was our drummer's bag, and he's the one that doesn't even do anything. Not like we do anything, but, you know, some of the guys. Like,
allegedly. You know, yeah, just use words like.
Allegedly, some of the guys may partake of some herbage. But, anyways, and cruised on to Toledo, where the rear axle in the motorhome exploded. And we're stuck on pretty much a bridge on the freeway where semis are flying by us. And got it towed and had to make it to the first gig. So we rented a 10-foot U-Haul box truck and threw the band in the back of the box truck in negative 10-degree weather with no furnace, no water, a bunch of sleeping bags. It looked like a box truck full of hobos. And drove them 1,400 miles round trip to make it to the first gig and then back to the RV to pick it up. We were stuck in Toledo for 4 days, missed the first 3 days of the tour. Then headed down to Florida, blew a trailer tire, and then decided we were going to pick up a new tour bus and not deal with anything else in Nashville. So 200 miles away from Nashville, the trailer axle explodes on us. So then we were stuck in Birmingham, Alabama, not being able to make it to Nashville. But luckily, we got the trailer fixed and made it there and dropped the RV off and got ourselves a new tour bus. And now I've been driving all night to make it to Shreveport. So we've survived, and we're going to make it to Shreveport, which we haven't played in so long. I can't wait to play there again. Everybody's really excited. We love it down there. So.
Oh, yeah, man. Everybody's been talking about it. They're really excited for you guys to come in. But
good.
You have to tell them when you get there that you have basically, I don't know, that's kind of like Homer's Iliad or something, what you just described. I mean, that's insane.
Luckily, no one got hurt. That's the only thing. Everybody was sick, and, you know, walking around in negative 10, 20-degree weather with your snot frozen to your face sucks. But
yeah, it's 70 here, so.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm going to run around downtown naked.
You might as well. Just get it all out of your system while you can before you go back to the Arctic Circle or wherever you got to play next.
Yeah, no doubt.
Well, I'm assuming that's why they call you the unluckiest band in rock.
You know, we had had a really good stretch of, you know, being pretty fortunate and things going good. The new record turned out really good and everything was like, wow, this is awesome. We got new management. And then that happened. And it was just like, oh, nope, we still got it. we're still holding on to that name. Hell yeah.
Are you sure nobody has ever, like, pissed off somebody in voodoo and you might have a doll or something on that bus?
I have no idea. Something's going on. We made somebody mad somewhere down the line. I know I did some dumb crap when I was, you know, 15 years old, but I figured my karma paid off by now.
Well, let me ask you this. What's your album did do really well. I mean, y'all are touring for how long? And y'all just started this tour a few weeks back, didn't you?
Yeah, just a couple weeks ago. We'll be out until right now, like the end of March. We started in Utah, went to Vermont, down to Florida, everywhere in between, and then Florida to Southern California, and then Southern California up to Seattle, and then Seattle back to West Virginia, and then West Virginia back home. And, you know, of course, we're doing all the little states in between there as well. But, yeah, it's 15,000 miles that we're doing in about a six-week period. And it's good to be back on the road, though. It's nice. And then we have a bunch of other tours lined up for the summer in May, June, and all the way into the fall. So we're going to be busy boys this year.
Yeah, I could see that. Do y'all have anything new planned for this year? Y'all got something y'all got to bring out?
Yeah, we got a new CD that we're coming out with in June.
Really?
So we should have you guys a new single next month. Hopefully by the end of March, we should have something new spinning. And I love the record. We did it with Brian Virtue up in Nashville who had done, you know, Jane's Addiction and Korn and Audio Slave and some bands like that. It's the first time we had worked with somebody who had actually done some pretty major albums and hit records. And he just really wanted to work with us, gave us a hell of a deal, and so the CD turned out amazing. I'll sneak you a peek tonight.
Sweet. So we are going to get a glimpse of what is to come on your new album.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we'll play a bunch of the new songs this evening and let you guys decide if you like it. We actually wrote one of the songs on the record parked outside of the warehouse down there in Shreveport.
Really?
A song called Bleed My Soul, and we were just parked there on the side and wrote that entire song sitting there in Shreveport. So we have the album has a Shreveport connection.
That's sweet. Willa, that's awesome. Now we can take part in something that actually went well. Most things that turn out from Shreveport turn to crap.
Oh, man, we've always had a good time there. I mean, I've been pretty fortunate not to get kicked out of a couple of those casinos down there, so everyone's been nice.
You're lucky, I have.
Yeah, I believe it. I think it's pretty easy. It's too much fun down there.
It really is. You can have a good time in them things.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, let's see. What else we got here? I wrote down some questions, and I'm trying to remember what the hell I wrote because I lost my list. Because I'm not the most proficient DJ in the world.
I can relate.
Well, I saw here you fell 35 feet in California.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, it was a pretty good plunge right on top of cement, and tore my pelvis in half and broke my sacrum in half, a lower part of my spine, and I was paralyzed for a bit. Had no feeling in my lower body, and had to learn how to walk again. Had a couple of surgeries to put screws and kind of put everything back together, and they said I would never walk again. But here I am today, getting ready to go on stage and rock out. So it was a rough time in the band's career, because that was another series of events where I broke myself in half. The drummer found out he was going to have a kid. Then Taylor broke his leg. Chris put a ski through his face and broke his jaw in half. We got sued by our old management company and old producer, and it all happened within like a 2-3 week period. But we held it together. You know, I think it was really a defining moment in Royal Bliss's career where the band rallied around each other. It was just like, you know, we either give up now or we really make this happen, and we stuck with it and made it happen. So
that's phenomenal, man. I mean, all the God, I couldn't even imagine all that. I mean, all that happening at once, that's insane.
Yeah, we gotta write a book.
You should. I mean, that, something. I mean, get on B or VH1 and talk about that. I don't know.
Yeah, it's been a story already. Now we just gotta sell a million records.
Yeah,
care about the story.
Yeah, if you just do that, you can get that all on there. Then, if I see you tonight and I stay at least 30 foot away from you, so attack lighting doesn't fall on my head, don't wonder why.
Yeah, no, I'll understand completely. Oh man.
Well, where are y'all at right now? Y'all are getting close or what?
Yeah, we're about 200 miles out, so
y'all should
we'll
be here
rolling
in the next 3-4 hours.
Yeah, so we should be getting there around 3 or 4 o'clock.
That'll work, man. So are y'all staying in town tonight, or after the show, y'all rolling on?
I think we're staying, man. We've been going nonstop pretty hard, and we got Dallas tomorrow, which is only, what, a couple hours, 2 or 3 hours?
2 or 3, yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to relax. I mean, this new bus that we got is absolutely amazing. It's brand new, and it's beautiful, and we haven't gotten to really experience it yet. We've never really owned anything like this, so it's really good booster to the morale of the band that just went through all the crap they've been through to have something new and nice to get in and hang out in, and the girls are going to love it, so you never know.
I would suggest a Learjet to you, but then again, with the misfortune you're telling me about, I don't want a Lynyrd Skynyrd situation happening.
Yeah, exactly. I think I'm going to stay away from planes. Staying away.
And maybe just getting like a suit of armor or a bubble suit or something. That might be what you need.
Yeah. Or maybe my little man mechanic that follows us around is also a ninja.
Yeah, something.
Yeah. Something to protect us from anything.
Well, tonight's show, y'all are with Baba Flex, Another Beautiful Lit Down, and Oceans Divide.
Yeah.
And are they touring with you at all, or is this one-stop thing?
Yeah, we're doing the whole tour with Oceans Divide and Baba Flex, and just doing the whole country pretty much.
That's awesome.
With those guys, and they're awesome, awesome bands. I mean, they're both just extremely talented and tight and cool people, too. You know, it's a really cool tour. One of the funnest we've been on, where absolutely every member of each group is, you know, there's not that one guy that you just can't stand, which usually happens.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of bands that way.
Yeah. Everybody's got to have their jerk, I guess, in the band, but all these bands are awesome. It's been really cool, really like a collective too, so.
Well, man, we're excited. I mean, people have really been talking this show up, and do y'all know exactly, like, I haven't got a set time on what time y'all are playing, so I haven't been able to tell anybody.
Yeah, I really don't know. I mean, we've been letting, it's a co-headlining tour, and I think we're actually letting Boba Flex go on last tonight.
Uh-huh.
We've been going on around 10 o'clock, 10:30, so it's been kind of an average of the show starting around 8:30, 9 o'clock. And what is today? Thursday?
Yeah, today, sir.
Man, okay. So, yeah, I imagine it'll be something like 8, 9, 10, 11 o'clock will be the set time. So, but every band should be good and worth coming out and hanging out and seeing for sure. So I'd get there early.
So we tell them it's 8:30. Guys, 8:30. Be there.
Yes, 8:30. 9 o'clock at the latest.
At the very latest.
If you show up at 10:30, we might have already imploded or something, or spontaneously combusted. So you never know.
Yeah, that. do not base this on their luck, for guys. Y'all might not want to just even go into the boat. You'll just lose every damn thing.
Oh man, it's a new world now. New bus, new world. Everything's going to be good from here on out.
There you go. There's some positive attitude.
Yep, got to have it.
All right, man. Well, we're excited to have you. We're excited to be seeing you tonight. We're looking forward to the new stuff. You're with Baba Flex, Another Beautiful Lit Down, and Oceans Divide at the Riverside Warehouse. And can you do me a favor?
Yes, sir.
For the next 200 miles, just stay seated. Drive the speed limit. I don't know what else to tell you. Check brake fluids, whatever you got to do to get here.
I will, man. We'll make it. And if you could look into a local shop that has force fields that they have for sale, that would be pretty awesome. That would be up when I get there.
Well, definitely. That's an investment worth looking into. All right, Neil. Shall see you tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Royal Bliss at the Warehouse tonight.
Thank you so much. See you there.
All right, buddy.